Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast 149. Well, top of the week to you. I appreciate you starting your week with me. I also appreciate all of you at Photoshop World this past week who came up and said many nice things about the podcast, but mostly that you were listening and to keep them up. People stopped me in classes and elevators and restaurants. It was really very heart-touching, and I thank all of you for taking time to do that. It means the world to me, so thank you so much. So I'm going to delve right into this week's topic, the difference between good and great. Now, one of the great things about Photoshop World for myself and for a number of my peers is we had an opportunity to get caught up. And unlike most photographers, we don't actually start talking about lenses or f-stops and stuff. We usually start with the simplistic thing of, you know, congratulating ourselves for surviving since last time we saw each other. That business world, it can chew you up, chew you out really quick. Things don't always go as smooth as you like, be it from, you know, life getting in the way of life to you're shooting yourself in the foot and any combination thereof. But then after that, we tend to start philosophizing and thinking about and, you know, looking at our careers kind of in a way of how did we get this far and how did we survive? Having one of those conversations with Dave Black, really dear friend, old friend, an amazing photographer that has many times come up with something new or reinvented something old in such a way that you just can't help but admire and get sucked into his storytelling. Well, he started getting into a question he had been asked about how he was as successful as a sports photographer, and I didn't know this about Dave, but I guess when he started out, he had a real quick rise to the top. And he started with that, and then he started saying, you know, photographers like myself and Dave, the difference between good and great is not some, you know, anointing, some blessing, something you're born with. It's actually an intuitiveness that you get with time. It is this innate sixth sense to be in the right place at the right time, to put the camera to your eye at the right time, to use the right lens, the right setting. You don't really think about it. It just, you know, it's inside of you. You know, you have this inner intuition that is what you should be doing. And he said for him, he didn't realize this till about 2 years ago. And he was reading Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 Rule book. Now, if you're not aware of what that is, this gentleman put out this thing that the principle holds that you do about 10,000 hours of deliberate practice, as he likes to say it, and then you can become world-class in any field. Now, it's, you know, I'm sure you've heard of it, and many people think that it's kind of the great practice is a myth, and the 10,000-hour rule, you know, is wrong, and you can master a skill in less time. But I sat there and thought about this. So put it into practical terms, for example, one example in that book is how the Beatles, before they became, you know, everybody knows them as the Beatles, they were your basic bar band in Germany. And for a period of time, I remember 2 years, 1 year, they play 8 or 10 or 12 hours a day in these bars, all these popular songs at the time. They didn't really have their own in the beginning. They, you know, like any starting band, they would play other bands' music, and then slowly, because they had so many hours, they started writing their own music, and, well, like they say, the rest of it's kind of history. But basically, they were doing Gladwell's kind of 10,000-hour mission, but in their own way. Dave talked about how before he started really shooting sports, he too was over in Europe, and pounding away doing photography, sports photography over there on horrendous long day scales, just cranking away this stuff. Then he came over here and he had done all that, and boom, he said he assailed to the top very quickly in sports. And then I was sitting here thinking about myself just with my aviation photography and how in relatively short period of time, especially when I compare it to my wildlife photography, in a very short window of time, you know, less than a year, I was already assailed up and had lots of work and had lots of recognition for my aviation photography, though I had only been in it for a short period of time. And why was that? Well, I've sat there and, you know, tried to verbalize it in different presentations, but that intuition that comes from repetitive practice, I think is something that, you know, Dave's got is onto something here. And why am I bringing it to you? Well, I'm sure you're probably tired and sick to death of me talking about practicing hand-holding, about going every day and grabbing your camera and setting it at a slow shutter speed and shooting to get a sharp photograph and then practicing this every day, 365, so it's second nature. But these things, from Gladwell to Dave Black to myself, you know, in the deliberate practice or perfect practice, which I, you know, I'm not into perfect, as you know, those things can really make a difference in your photography. And at the same time, not to, I try to give you something to let yourself off the hook with it, but understand that if you're not doing these things, you might not have the skill base or, more to the point, the intuition to know what you need to do, when you do it before it happens, so then when it happens, you can get that photograph. Now, I mentioned before how many people will say, hey, you know, Moose, I work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, so Saturday, Sunday is the time I get to go shooting. And I go out Saturday, and I go out shooting and have fun, but my results aren't so good. And then Sunday, I go out shooting, and my results are sometimes remarkably better. Why is that? Well, that's because for 5 days, you didn't touch the camera. For then for Saturday, you got to know your old friend again. So then Sunday, it was just you and your friend having a great time. That's this whole thing. You know, what's the difference between great or good and great? It's just that. Time. I've mentioned time many, many different ways. And this is just a different way and different, you know, use of how time can make a huge difference in your photography. Now, good to great. I'm not so sure about that part of Dave's conversation because I don't think I'm great. I don't see that happening. I'm going to keep working to be better. But being great, I don't think is part of what I'm in photography for. But you know, it comes to getting people's attention, which, you know, I am in league with, saying going from good to great tends to get photographers' attentions because they think greatness is really the goal state, where perhaps, this is where Dave is being brilliant, not being great, but having that intuition. So when you're out shooting and all those things start to happen, be it subconsciously or consciously, you just are ready to take the photograph. Now, analyzing my own shooting when I'm out with people and they're standing right next to me and I get the shot and they don't get the shot. Up until this point in time, I've always said, well, I've been doing it for 40 years and that's always been my reason why I get the shot and they don't, because of all that practice. But, you know, I think it is that intuition that has come from that deliberate practice, because I know I put in more than 10,000 hours, both for the critters, my landscapes, and my aviation, that the cues come in, and that's how I know what I need to do. So if you work 9-to-5 job, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to make this happen? How are you supposed to get those 10,000 hours? Well, first, don't get stuck on that 10,000 hours. Second, pick up the camera every day, okay? Shoot those pictures. And then visually, if you're not shooting, exercise your creative world. Look at photographs. Look at images. And be honest. You say, I like that one. I don't like that one. Don't go there. Say, that one's good. That could be better. That's what I want to go towards. Don't say you like it, because as soon as you like it, lots of things happen psychologically that aren't going to help your photography. Think about them a little more deeper, okay? And hey, be your photograph or someone else, be honest. Say, I don't think that is working there. I don't think this is working here. I would not have included that element. If it had that element, it would have been better. You know, if it was, you know, squint your eyes at the old, you know, looking to see if one, if it could be, the image could be printed, but you could also see if its exposure's off. You know, start thinking about stuff a little bit more and start to build in your own mind that library of information that I think might grow your intuitiveness, so you can, you know, when you're out shooting, have things click more on a subconscious level, so then when you click with your finger, the camera is producing what you want for a visual story. So good to greatness. The difference between the two of them is still going to be that magic thing called time. So make sure you give yourself plenty of it. Well, I've been reminded over and over again that the end of summer is just around the corner, which, I mean, Sharon and I have had a monstrously great summer. Met lots of you folks out there, and I'm grateful for all the time you come up and say hello, time you spend with us. Coming into my favorite time of the year, that's fall. So remember that I have on Kelby One Class a couple of classes on fall photography, so make sure you check them out. There's plenty on the website. Start planning those trips. Be interesting to see what happens this fall with the amount of rainfall certain areas have gotten and how much fall color we're really going to have. I hope you guys have a great week. I look forward to talking with you again next week on the podcast. In the meantime, remember to make every click your story.